Queen Soul
son Spanglish, así que no lo digas porque nos suena muy raro. Recuerda, alma gemela en inglés es
soulmate.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
We're back, everybody. Just like that, we're back with the final half hour of today's Drive Time show here on Vaughn Radio. My name is Kyle Miller. Thank you for listening. Thanks for staying with us. And we're going to begin with another one. Yeah, another interactive section. I'm talking about What's That Sound?
What's that sound?
That's right. If you want to participate, you can write in. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Oye, que Kyle se aburre. Tuiteale, @IMKileMillar, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMKyleMiller.
All right. So Tino's going to play a sound and we're going to guess it. That's the way this challenge works, right? Va a meter un sonido, tenemos que adivinarlo. All right. Tino, let's hear that sound. Okay, I think I know this one. I think I've got it. But I want to see if you can get it. So write in, send me a tweet. Tell me what you think that is. Describe it. Describe the sound. And at the end of the show, I will read your responses. Now, speaking of reading responses, at the start of our show, we had our Twitter translation, which was, ¿Se habla inglés? En Filipinas. ¿Se habla inglés? En Filipinas. And let's see what people are saying. We have Pablo. Pablo says, English is spoken in the Philippines. And that's true. English, se habla inglés. English is spoken in the Philippines. So correct. That's well done. Good job, Pablo. We have a lot of people writing in. Jesus says, they do speak English in Philippines. Yeah, but that's not exactly the passive voice structure we're looking for. Okay. Saeed says, English is spoken in the Philippines. Regards, Saeed. Oh, we have our friend Danieles, el cómico. Danieles says, Philip English? Yeah, maybe. Carme, English is spoken in the Philippines. Free spirit. English is spoken in the Philippines. Maria Angeles, David, Belen, Paulo, Sergio in the Philippines. But Philippines, be careful. Taratov, Francisco, Catalina, Jaime, Ana, Adelmari, Virginia, Joaquin, Nacho. Oh my gosh, so many people. Jesus, Kukai, Antonio, Javi, Ivan. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your answers, folks. The correct response, English is spoken in the Philippines. It's true. English is spoken in the Philippines. All right, let's see. Oh, why don't we have a look? Why don't we move on and go back, everybody, back in time. Today in history. Here we're going back in time, way back to 1847, the Donner Party was rescued from the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Sierra Nevada? But no, not in Granada. the American Sierra Nevada. Yeah. A group of they were headed to California. A bunch of immigrants, and they got stranded. They got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Right? Now, this was so many people were trying to go west for gold, for mining. And 89 people, including 31 members of the Donner and Reed families, set out on a wagon from Springfield, now Springfield, Illinois. And after arriving in Wyoming, they decided to avoid the usual route and try a new trail. And they chose George Donner as their captain, and they left this town called Fort Bridger, Wyoming, in mid-July. But the shortcut didn't work very well. It set them back about 3 weeks and cost them a lot of supplies. And after suffering great hardships in the mountains in the Salt Lake Desert near Utah and along the Humboldt River, they finally reached the Sierra Nevada mountains in early October. Now it was getting late. Winter was on the way, but on October 28th, they camped. And they found a campsite near Lake Tahoe. And most of the site, the group stayed near the lake, now known as the Donner Lake, while the Donner family and others made a camp 6 miles away. They made temporary tents out of their wagons, and they had to kill some of their oxen, their oxes as was way for food. And they hoped that it would warm up. They hoped things would thaw, but it never did. It got too cold. 3 weeks later, after harsh weather and lack of supplies had killed several members of the expedition and forced others to resort to cannibalism, they had to eat each other. My gosh, 7 survivors reached a Native American village. Now, news of this stranded party traveled very fast, and a rescue party set out at the end of January and arrived at Donner Lake 20 days later, and they found the camp completely covered in snow. And the remaining, there were a few surviving members who were delirious with the relief efforts, but a few of them were saved. Now, out of the original 89 members of the party, only 45 reached California. So basically half. And the others died, froze to death along the way. The Donner Party, this was in 1847. And the things people would do to reach, you know, like the gold, I suppose it was the gold rush, the Fiebre de Oro. And they were going west to, I assume, to find their riches in California. Now, let's go ahead with something maybe a little more interesting, maybe a little more modern, 1985, and Bruce Springsteen. No, estoy diciendo Bruce Sprinting. No, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce está imprimiendo. No. Bruce Springsteen, the Boss, went to number one on the UK album charts with his song Born in the USA. Yeah, and it was his first UK number one album. It was his 7th studio album, the best-selling album of 1985 in the United States, and also his most successful album ever. It produced a record-tying string of top 10 singles. So out of that record, off that classic and record-setting album, is, of course, the title track, Born in the USA, which we'll now feature in today's It's in the Music.
It's in the Music.
All right, there he is, the boss, Bruce Springsteen. He started out in 1968 with a local rock group called the Founders. He was from New Jersey. Well, he is from New Jersey. And he appeared at a little coffee house in Red Bank, New Jersey. It was his first show in 1968. But the song you're hearing, of course, Born in the USA, from the album of the same name, which actually came out at the end of 1984, but hit number one on this day in 1985. And this is the first song and the title track of one of the most popular albums ever. They've sold over 18 million of this. And the single was released as a double A-side with the song I'm on Fire. I'm on Fire. And it was the first song that Springsteen wrote for the album. He recorded it in January of 82 on a tape that became his album Nebraska later that year. Now, Born in the USA was the first CD manufactured in the United States as well for commercial release. It was pressed when CBS Records opened its CD manufacturing plant in Indiana in 1984. Until then, all the discs, all the CDs produced had to be imported from Japan. Now, in the song, Bruce Springsteen writes about the problems in Vietnam and Vietnam veterans, really the problems that the veterans encountered when they returned to America. Vietnam was really the first war that the U.S. didn't win. And while veterans of other wars received a hero's welcome, the veterans of Vietnam were largely ignored when they returned to the United States. So the original title for this song was actually Vietnam. And the director sent Springsteen a script for a movie called Born in the USA about a rock band struggling with life and religion. And getting that script gave Bruce Springsteen the idea for a new title. Unfortunately, when he was finally ready to make the movie in 1985, Born in the USA was already too associated with the song. But Springsteen compensated him by providing a song, The Light of Day, which became the new title for Schrader's movie and the feature song of the album. This was the producer named Schrader, who was the producer of that film. Now, while campaigning in New Jersey in 1984, Ronald Reagan said in his speech, America's future rests in 1,000 dreams inside your hearts. It rests in the message of hope in songs of so many young Americans like New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen. And helping you make those dreams come true is what this job of mine is all about. So he, like a lot of politicians do, they bring in a kind of a local celebrity, a local hero. So he did that. Springsteen did that with, Ronald Reagan did that with Bruce Springsteen. But let's take a look at the lyrics, la letra, the lyrics to the song. Notice he said the lyrics to the song. Born down in a dead man's town. Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground. You end up like a dog that's been beat too much. Till you spend half your life just covering up. It's born down in a dead man's town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground. So I don't know if he means the when I hit the ground in Vietnam or when I hit the ground returning back to America. But then we have the chorus, born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was born in the USA, born in the USA. Got in a little hometown jam. So they put a rifle in my hand. Now, I got into a hometown jam, meaning to get into a jam means to get into trouble. A problem. I got into trouble. I got into a problem in my hometown. Got into a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hand, sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. So in other words, I got in trouble at home, and they decided to send me to Vietnam. So I went off to fight in Vietnam. Then the chorus again. Born in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. Come back home to the refinery. At the refinery. So he's looking for work at our local oil refinery. hiring man says, right, el que contrata, the recursos humanos, the hiring man says, son, if it were up to me, like, si fuera mi decisión, I would, but there's no job. Went down to see my VA man, VA meaning Veterans Affairs, so the office that was set up to help to assist returning veterans from wars such as Vietnam. He said, son, you don't understand. No entiendes. You don't understand. I had a brother at the Khai San fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. He's all gone. So he's saying, look, I had a brother who got killed in that war. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of him in her arms now. Down in the shadow of the penitentiary, out by the gas fires of the refinery. I'm 10 years burning down the road, nowhere to run. Ain't got nowhere to go. I was born in the USA, born in the USA. I'm long gone, daddy in the USA, born in the USA, born in the USA. So basically saying, look, I went off to war. I did these terrible things for my country because I was told that I had to do them. But now that I'm back, I'm not getting the respect. I'm not getting any respect. And that was a huge problem. These guys came back from Vietnam, they suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. They suffered all kinds of problems. And so that's what is documented in this song by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. And what a band, really a great band, one of the great sort of Americana bands, very popular in Spain. Hugely popular in Spain, right? The Boss. Everybody knows Springsteen in Spain. All right. But there you have it. That is our music section. Now, people are writing in about the sound, but we'll get to that. We'll give you a couple more minutes. Maybe we could hear that one more time, Tino. Could we hear our sound one more time? Huh? Okay. There's the sound. All right. So tell me what that is. Describe the sound. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but for now, why don't we go ahead with today's common mistake?
I'm passing a good time?
No, I'm having a good time.
I am here since an hour.
I've been here for an hour.
What time do you lunch?
What time do you have lunch?
Where'd he go?
No. Where did he go?
Common mistakes. Mistakes.
All right, our common mistake today, our common mistake. Our common mistake today, you know, the key here is, remember, little by little, if you work on one mistake at a time, correcting it, improving with it, little by little, set reasonable goals, over time you will make very significant improvement, okay? Now, let's practice with the verb to make. To make. Me haces reír. You make me laugh. Okay? It's never followed by to. This is what I hear a lot. People saying, he makes me to laugh. No, he makes me laugh. No me hagas hacerlo. Don't make me do it. Me hicieron dar un discurso. They made me give a speech. Le hice pedir perdón. I made him apologize. Sus profesores le hicieron hacer el examen de nuevo. His teachers made him re-sit the exam. So do the exam again or to sit. The exam, to sit down to write it. We say often to sit the exam. His teachers made him re-sit the exam. ¿Qué te llevó a hacerlo? Whatever made you do it? What made you do it? What caused you to do it? Les voy a hacer sudar. It's true. I'm going to make them sweat. I'm going to make them sweat. Yes. All right, everybody. I don't always do business, but why don't we do this? Why don't we just do a short one, everybody? Let's get down to business. Come to my office.
What a bargain.
Meeting starting in 5 minutes.
Bye.
Let's get down to business.
All right, let's get down to business. And this week on the Vaughn Facebook page, they shared at some point some tips on answering the phone. ¿Cómo coger el teléfono en inglés? To answer the phone. And this is important. I wanted to take a moment to review this and some expressions. You say, hola, soy Juan García. For example, hola, soy Juan García. Hello, this is Juan García. Hola, soy Juan García de Vaughan Radio. Hello, this is Juan García from Vaughan Radio or calling from Vaughan Radio. Hola, soy Juan. Hello, this is Juan. So a mistake that I hear a lot is people saying, hello, I am Juan. No, we say, hello, this is Juan. Now, ¿podría hablar con George, por favor? May I speak to George, please? Or could I speak to George, please? Can I speak? Excuse me. Yeah, yes, thank you. Can I speak to George, please? Can I? Could I? May I? All of these are common. Le paso. I'll put you through. So this is what a receptionist would say. He or she picks up the phone. I'll put you through. Paso la llamada. Le paso. I'll put you through. I'll put you through. Okay. Le paso al señor Smith. I'll put you through to Mr. Smith. Le paso enseguida. I'll put you through right away. Un momento, por favor. Just a moment, please. Just a moment, please. Now, when someone is not available. Cuando no hay nadie disponible. There's no one there. You could say, I'm afraid. Me temo que el señor Smith no está en este momento. I'm afraid Mr. Smith is not in at the moment. I'm afraid. Me temo que. Lo siento, está fuera en un viaje. I'm sorry, he's away on a business trip. Then you have leaving and taking messages. ¿Quiere que le dé un mensaje? Can I take a message? Would you like to leave a message? ¿Algún mensaje? Is there any message? Okay, so all these things, very important. And I have many, many more examples in my book, which is called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. So if you're looking for a job as well, there's a whole section on how to write a CV in English and job interview questions, typical questions and how to answer those questions in English. So if you know someone who's looking for a job, this is the book to get. Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. So for getting a job, but then of course on the job, if you work and you need English for your work to answer the phone, meetings, presentations, negotiations, it's all in the book. Also advanced topics, accounting, finance, marketing, it's all in the book. So finally, one resource, all business English resources in one place. The book, quite simply, is called Business English. Like I said, Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. And it's available in the Vaughan tienda, the Vaughan shop. All right, we had our sound. Can we hear that sound one more time, Tino? All right. Okay. Let's see. People are writing in about different things. Catalina says, all aboard, the train is departing. Calling all stations. This trip is going to take a while. Yeah. Joaquin says, it sounds like a level crossing going down the barrier. Or the barrier going down. Red lights flashing and a bell. Joaquin, very nice. Yes, and Juan Antonio says, the musical instrument, such as a triangle. Yeah, but it was like a bell. It was a bell, right? Una campana, ¿no, Tino? Yeah, it was the bell, we could say. And to ring the bell. A bell is ringing. So yeah, maybe for a train. Would it be for a train, Tino? Ah, Tino says it's from boxing. De boxeo. Ah. Okay. And in this corner, in the blue trunks, weighing in at 255 pounds, Iron Mike Tyson. Yeah, boxing. Right, boxeo. Exactly. The bell ringing. Okay. All right, everybody. We have a quick question from Carlos. He says, soy el único que no sabe si es una afirmación o una pregunta. Well, yeah, it was an affirmation. English is spoken in the Philippines. But if you wanted a question, sure, you could say, is English spoken in the Philippines? Sure. Correct, Carlos. But yeah, the example today was affirmative. Okay, we're out of time, everybody, but I want to thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices, with a lot of things you can do with your time, and I thank you for listening and deciding to invest a little time with us and with your English today and with me and Tino and the Drive Time Show. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Same time, same place. We'll see you there. Bye-bye. Terminado.
Listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
Los urban, ¿qué son los urban?
Pues campamentos urbanos.
Bien. Y después de este máster.
Son campamentos de lunes a viernes en horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde.
En los que no se dan clase de inglés.
No,
todo puede ser.
En la mayoría de nuestros campamentos no damos clases, solamente es en el VIP, que es el de adolescentes,
sí, que
de 15
verdad,
a 18 años.
Aprenden inglés sin darse cuenta.
Exacto.
Eso.
Les intentar que, pues eso, no vean el inglés como un enemigo o algo en el que le han obligado a ir al campamento, porque tengo que aprender inglés. No. Desde el primer momento.